creation.
Vision.
The next idea.
What they have helped us do is to really think in a totally different way about how to deliver and create something new.
Our next contributor to the next idea challenges us to look back and then look into the future. Look back at Michigan's history as a leader in the field of industrial design. As he puts it, think of Michigan as the Florence of the Italian Renaissance, where anything could be made and designed to improve the lives of millions around the world. And he believes there's every reason for making Michigan the design mecca of the world. Jeff DeBoer is the head of the newly created Michigan Design Council, and he's the owner and VP of Sundberg Farrar. It's one of the oldest industrial design firms in the nation, and it's based in Oakland County in Walled Lake. Good to have you with us, Jeff.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Exactly. What does an industrial designer do?
Industrial designers marry function and art to create the best product experience that they can possibly achieve. And it's a unique marriage of those two things that delivers great experiences to the people that live in Michigan and anywhere around the world.
And you point out in your essay that Michigan really was on the cutting edge of industrial design, which was when? When did that idea come that instead of handcrafted things, we could make mass-produced products?
So industrial design really came into its own as a profession in the early 1930s. Up to that point, as you point out, it really been more of an arts and crafts movement. Products were made one at a time. There was really no repeatability. And it wasn't really until the early Industrial Revolution, when Henry Ford and others started to mass produce products, that the industrial design profession did come into its own.
And why was it Michigan that was such a concentration of it?
Well, it's interesting. I think as immigrants moved to the United States, they naturally gravitated to where the jobs were and where early industrial production was taking place, i.e. in West Michigan, furniture industry, Southeast Michigan mm-hmm. with the automobile industry. And it was those industries that really required a better solution to make their products more desirable.
And you tell us that even today, Michigan's got like one of the highest concentrations of industrial designers in the country?
It's true. It's one of those facts that, frankly, I didn't really even understand until I started to dig deeper into this. I think we actually are up to about 4,000 industrial designers working and employed in the state of Michigan, and it's the highest concentration in the country.
So the history that was established in the beginning of the 20th century is still something that is being felt and can carry us into the future.
Absolutely. And I've had folks ask me, it's like, well, gee, Jeff, if we have so many industrial designers, why do we need more? The reality is, as our economy has rebounded, those industrial designers are really quickly getting absorbed into industry, which is a great thing. There really aren't too many industrial designers that aren't fully employed right now. So to keep the economic engine moving forward here, we need more.
Well, in your essay for the next idea, you argue that we do need to leverage our valuable asset and our history. And Sundberg Farrar, your design firm, was asked by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to form the Michigan Design Council. What is the MDC's goal?
The goal is really to put in motion the governor's strategic plan for the state. There's a key component of the governor's plan that specifically addresses the need for talent. And I think it really is a reflection of his understanding of the important role that talent plays in driving industry and jobs forward in the state.
And where are you in the process right now?
So we have formed the Michigan Design Council. Through the end of last year and beginning of this year, we were contacting individuals and requesting that they come on board as the first foundational members of the council. We have done that. We have about 12 members right now that represent diverse industries and academic institutions around the state.
For instance,
we have individuals from the automotive industry, Chrysler, General Motors as examples, also from the furniture industry on the other side of the state, Herman Miller, Steelcase, Stryker, Whirlpool, Newell Rubbermaid, and others.
Well, you've got some interesting ideas planned for the council to focus on, and one is to create something you call a design mecca in Detroit. What do you hope that would look like and work like?
Well, I think it could be a physical place. It could be 1 square mile, it could be a block, it could be 10 square miles, but actually a place where designers can go, young and old alike, where they can be amongst their peers, they can develop design businesses, they can collaborate other businesses can go to them and find them easily. The other thing that we're really trying to focus on is even if we organically grow industrial designers coming out of our academic institutions, we need a way to keep them in the state. We need a place for them to go. So I think if we have something that we call a design mecca, at least there's a place where they can take their first professional step.
Yeah, and also in the company of more experienced designers further
Absolutely.
Along in their careers so they could really work off
Act
each other.
As mentors and really grow quickly into the profession.
Well, to attract the talent to Michigan that you're talking about and these jobs, one idea the council is kicking around is to hold an international design competition. What are you envisioning?
Well, we're working on the details right now. We have been benchmarking other organizations around the state, including the Grand Rapids Art Prize, which has been hugely successful in putting Grand Rapids on the map from an art standpoint. So the plans are in the formative stages. The council is vetting various ideas. We're looking at ways to include everybody from K through 12 youth through independent industrial designers, organizations, and companies in the state, and reaching out internationally to involve them.
I'm speaking with Jeff DeBoer, who is the head of the newly created Michigan Design Council, as we explore his essay for The Next Idea. You kind of touched on this, Jeff, but take us deeper. Historically, there's been a kind of an east-west divide among Michigan's design communities. Can you give us a sense of why that is and where it stands today?
Well, part of that is just because of pure geography. Like we said earlier, you know, The heart of Michigan industry is traditionally been based either in southeast Michigan or on the west side of the state with the furniture industry, medical industry, and others. So part of it's pure geography. I think part of it is sort of a mental divide. And I think because the reality is most of the industrial designers are fully employed in the state right now. The focus is internally. They're working with corporations. Many of the industrial designers are captive to industries, and they're just very busy and focused on the job at hand. So I think one of the goals of our initiative here with the Michigan Design Council is to build bridges between East and West.
And maybe get more of a Michigan identity versus Southeast Michigan or West Michigan.
Exactly. And there are other organizations on the various coasts of the state that are doing great work. And we certainly don't want to take anything away from that. We really just want to encourage that and help some of those organizations find new reasons and ways to work together.
You certainly kind of throw out a challenge to our schools, but also to young people who are searching for a career path to, hey, think of this. Think of industrial design because you'll get a job in something that pays well.
Well, we're trying to put the arts back in education. And I think, frankly, a lot of this is just lack of information. The reality is creative careers are high-paying, very enriching careers. Industrial designers, and I would say especially industrial designers in Michigan, make an average of probably $10,000 more a year than other industrial designers in the country. But just focusing on the profession of industrial design, it's a real valued career that young people can take. And I think part of what we want to do as a council is reach into the academic institutions, K through 12 and beyond, to really help people understand what those opportunities are.
As the Michigan Design Council takes root and matures, what's your long-term vision?
Well, I think we have a lot of potential initiatives we could tackle. There are many others that are on the table for consideration beyond the Design Prize, beyond the Design Mecca. I'd like to see the council really get into a cadence or a rhythm of rolling out these initiatives and engaging the population of the state and bringing a new focus internationally to the state of Michigan. I think the council would become self-sustaining. We've already had corporate entities contacting us, asking how they can get involved and even sponsor activities, even though our plans are still in the formative stages. So to me, this is really encouraging. These are great early signs. I think there's a hunger for this, and I think it's really, really neat that we've been able to put a spotlight on industrial design.
Jeff DeBoer is the owner and VP of Sundberg Farrar, an industrial design firm in Walled Lake, and he's the head of the brand new Michigan Design Council. You can find his essay on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Feel free to share your thoughts on the future of industrial design in Michigan in the comments section right under Jeff's essay, or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or as always on Twitter at Next Idea MI. Jeff DeBoer, great to meet you. Thank you for your ideas.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.